producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. Got more to say about this Uber situation. They are under fire in cities all across the United States and around the world, with the attacking going as far as actual raids on Uber's head offices in countries, including France, I believe, Hong Kong also. You can join us here, share your thoughts. Maybe you're an Uber driver, or maybe you're a passenger, or maybe you're an angry cabbie who wants to put a stop to this competition, because that's what's happening here is the cab drivers are teaming up with the police in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. At least they're going to be snitching to the police. Whether the police will take action remains to be seen. There is one Uber driver in Portsmouth who is swearing that he's avowing that he's continuing civil disobedience. His civil disobedience started yesterday, apparently, when this new taxi cab regulation went into place. His name's Christopher David. You can see his picture and more details about him over at freekeen.com. He said his first illegal fare was an older gentleman who was very excited about taking part in civil disobedience, and then had several choice words that we can't air here on the radio to say about the Portsmouth City Council. So things are already getting interesting.
So when these jurisdictions pipe up and start trying to clamp down on Uber does not like shut down their system in the area. Then
sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. I'm not sure by which measurements or what factors lead them to shut it down, because when I went to Austin 2 years ago, I thought, oh, I'm going to try Uber out. We were at the airport and we realized we hadn't figured out how the hell we were going to get to the hotel. So I thought, all right, well, let's try Uber out. And I got the app, installed it, and it told me, we're sorry, but due to ongoing negotiations with the city, we can't provide you with service at this time.
And they're using the word negotiations pretty loosely there, it sounds like.
And then a year later, I was able to use the app in Austin. So what cleared up, I'm not real sure about that. And it is definitely confirmed that Uber is still available in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The app is still running. You can still download it. You can still hail an Uber driver, if you will. So whatever the reason, they have not decided to discontinue service. And further, Uber generally stands by their drivers, saying that they will help them in the event of a legal instance. So if they get targeted by the police, fined, they might help them in court. They might pay the fine for them. I suspect they're going to, try to take it to court and at least challenge it first. And the driver in this case, Christopher David, does say that he intends to draw this out. He's not going to take a plea deal. He believes he's not doing anything wrong. He's not going to plead guilty if he's not guilty of anything. In this case, he doesn't think that taking someone from point A to point B is a crime. So I'm with him.
I'm absolutely with him, too. I wonder, has Uber said anything about it yet?
No, there's no official communication that he has from Uber. They have not told him to stop. They have not told him to go. They have not told him anything. So he's just going to continue doing his Uber thing. And, in fact, he points out that he doesn't actually do Uber full time. It's just something he does on the side, and he had not been doing it really at all recently. But as soon as the ordinance passed, he was so upset, he decided he was going to start doing some more driving for Uber.
That sounds like as good a reason as any.
Yeah, I love this guy. I think he's great. So here's what he's up against. Violators will be cited. This according to SeacoastOnline.com. Violators will be cited and face a $500 fine for a first offense and $1,000 fines for subsequent infractions, according to the new Transportation Services Ordinance. Now, get this. They claim the ordinance was written to allow Uber and other ride-sharing companies to work in Portsmouth, as though you need to have some sort of city ordinance to allow people to do business in a place. No, you just let people do their thing.
Right. That's not how allowances work, right? Yeah. It's legal until you ban it. And if you're talking about a society where we have to pass laws to make things legal before they can happen, then sorry to tell you, Portsmouth, you're talking about a dictatorship.
Yeah, this is not freedom. It's not live free or die. It's an embarrassment. And so anyway, going on here, it says that it's allowing these companies to work. work in Portsmouth and requires proof of commercial insurance and criminal background checks for all drivers. When the Taxi Commission met Wednesday, city officials reported unanimously that no rideshare company had applied to operate under the new ordinance. Uber had not filled out an application to operate in Portsmouth, according to the city clerk's office. Uber had not provided proof of commercial insurance, said Sullivan, although in a different article, Uber says they provided the insurance proof to the city multiple times, but they disagree with the driver's background checks, which, according to another story at Seacoast Online, the background checks prohibit anyone from driving for in the city of Portsmouth who has had a felony or misdemeanor in the last 7 years. So doesn't matter what their driving history is, although that's a factor too. Like if you've got some bad driving history, you'll be disqualified. But if you've had a misdemeanor, which is super easy to get, even felonies are pretty easy to get these days, but misdemeanors are super easy to get, you can't drive a car in Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
That's pretty rigid. Well, you can't drive a car for as a transportation business
driver, for somebody else. And so in addition to that, they also have to get some sort of placard, which requires them to jump through hoops at the city clerk's office. And the, one of the Uber representatives has called all of this draconian. He says that the requirement forces drivers to navigate a burdensome government process to obtain this placard that is supposedly issued by the city clerk. So if you don't have their placard, you get fined, is basically how this is going to work. The city's drivers, they say, have all complied. The taxi drivers have complied with the new ordinance. And let's see, Polario, this is one of the taxi cab owners in town, told the commission he thinks the police department should designate an officer to look for unregulated drivers and to summons them. He told the Portsmouth Herald that his commercial insurance averages about $5,500 per vehicle annually. White told the commission that, and White is another one of the cab company owners, told the commission that, quote, it's time Uber does it our way or they get out of the city.
You do what we say or we're going to come down on you like a ton of bricks.
And this is one of the cab company owners, right? I mean, he's talking like he's in a criminal cartel.
Yeah. I mean, he is.
Exactly.
Like, hey, look, we've sort of got this racket going on here, and if you want in on it, pal, you're gonna do it my way, you see?
He said his commercial insurance, because his company is smaller than Polario's, is about $8,000 a year. Rockingham taxi owner Steve Garrado told the Herald his commercial insurance averages $7,000 to $8,000 per year per vehicle. Under the long-running taxi ordinance, the amount cabbies could charge was regulated by the city. But with that restriction eliminated by the new ordinance, one of the cab owner says he'll now have a new pricing structure with 16 variables. He'll be charging more after 11 p.m. and will continue to give discounts to loyal customers, members of the military, students, and senior citizens. So that's the
he's going to charge more after peak usage hours? That sounds like a terrible business model, actually.
Well, it's his business. He can do what he wants. But, you know, that's the only
thing. He can do whatever he wants because he's got a cartel monopoly over the system, is what I'm saying. It's foundationally ridiculous. You're like, okay, I'm gonna charge him more after everybody wants a service. Like, during the day, you've got to imagine there's more demand for transportation than at night, right?
I mean, depends.
Last call or whatever, you probably have, like, a spike in demand, as the bars close or whatever. But
Portsmouth is supposedly a hip city, so there's probably stuff happening after a
while. All right, so, yeah, maybe that's the case then.
Polario said his drivers all have the Uber apps. So they can see where Uber drivers are located in real time. He said they'll be taking pictures and calling the police. Quote, we know who they are. If the police department doesn't enforce this, I'll go ballistic. Unquote.
It sounds like he's getting a good start on it.
The cab company owner asked Dubois if he could make a citizen's arrest. Dubois is the police chief. If he sees unregulated drivers after Thursday, and he was told no. The police chief said that in order to make a case against a driver, patrol officers have to witness the violation or receive a tip that includes a license plate number.
Oh, I would absolutely love that. Just watch these cab drivers run around kidnapping Uber drivers because they found them on an app. Just see how well that works out. That would be a really wonderful thing, really. You just see the videos coming out of that, just cabbies just kidnapping people off the streets. Be like, we got one. Look, I've got a Uber profile right here. Right between me.
Dubois said then an officer has a reason to stop the vehicle. We already have the license plates, said Polario. Assistant Mayor Jim Splaine said during Wednesday's meeting that, quote, we've got a good ordinance, a simple one. He says he hopes Uber, which was not represented at the meeting, will have someone review the video recording and decide to continue operating in Portsmouth if they meet those standards. But as of now, they claim Uber has not applied. And as of now, one of Uber's drivers is saying he's going to continue violating this this ordinance.
Good for him.
And I think that's awesome. You can get the story about him over at freekeen.com. We'll continue here about the Peaceful Streets Project coming up.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. You can still talk about the Uber crackdown where in various different places, not just Portsmouth, New Hampshire, they are being attacked by governments and sometimes physically attacked by the cabbies themselves. I mean, I saw some video, I think it was from Mexico City, where cab drivers were throwing stones at Uber drivers and, like, breaking windshields and things like that.
It looked like they had, like, riots in France over it at one point. These people are crazy.
It's crazy. You know, you're welcome to comment on that. Also, the toll-free number is 855-453. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. Coming up, our very own Mark Edge is going to be in Vegas October 29th and 30th, and you can join him there with Stephanie Murphy, with Bitcoin Bell, a.k.a. Michelle Seven, Paul Pui from the Airbits Wallet, Tone Vase, and Trace Meyer, and more. Stephen Michaels, you can learn more about the Bitcoin Investor Conference, the very first ever, happening at the beautiful D Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. The D Hotel, by the way, takes Bitcoin. So you can pay for your hotel room with Bitcoin and attend the first ever Bitcoin Investor Conference. Get your early bird tickets right now. It's an event you're not going to want to miss. Go to BitcoinInvestor.com. Mark is going to be there broadcasting live. That's BitcoinInvestor.com. Great opportunity to meet some of the movers and shakers in the Bitcoin industry. And it's the ground floor. It's the first ever conference. So if you're interested in this kind of stuff, this would be a good one to attend. BitcoinInvestor.com. It's October 29th and 30th in Vegas. All right. So in other news here, Christopher Cantwell, ChristopherCantwell.com, your website, you got a fresh article up there about your concern for somebody who you seem to not really care very much for, Antonio Bueller.
Yes,
you're worried about him.
I'm genuinely worried about Antonio Bueller.
Why is that? Now, who is Antonio Bueller?
Antonio Bueller is the he's the founder of the Peaceful Streets Project. I mean, he's down in Austin, Texas. There, running around with a little crew down there, activists. They go out, they film police, that sort of thing. He was recently. He's been arrested a few times in the course of this, and he's been vindicated, I think, more times than not.
Mm-hmm.
He had a recent arrest where he was putting the camera so close to the officer's face that all you could see is, like, the officer's, like, chin stubble and sweat dripping down his face, which is not an attempt to hold police accountable.
Now, a lot of the time when you record government bureaucrats, they will, or even just members of the public who are hostile, they will claim, oh, you shoved a camera in my face, even though you're 6 feet away from him.
Exactly.
You're saying he literally did have the camera in the cop's face?
Yeah, like if you want to hold police accountable, it helps to, like, get their entire face in the frame.
So you can
identify them. You want to see what their actions are. This was literally the guy, one of the cops was like chewing gum, and Bueller had the camera like up to his lips, and all you see is like the lips moving. It was obnoxious. And so they kept on telling him, stay at arm's distance, stay at arm's distance, and he wouldn't.
Hmm.
They finally tell him, hey, all right, you're under arrest, at which point then he tries to walk away, and then they charge him with resisting arrest.
Uh-huh.
Right? They tackle him to the ground or whatever, and then he tried to hand the camera off to somebody else. They arrest at his pal. Now, I don't know if that's when the shift began, but his rhetoric, if you go look at his Facebook posts, either as Antonio Bueller or on the Peaceful Streets Project Facebook page, it's been becoming increasingly violent. He's talking about whenever a cop gets shot, he's saying, good, you had it coming, that sort of thing. Now, I've said I've said similar things, which is why I find it kind of funny, because, of course, when I got kicked out of cop block, part of the reason for that was a reaction from Bueller in the Peaceful Streets Project, people saying that Coplock was condoning violence by associating with me.
Hmm.
Now, Antonio's coming up with this rhetoric, and it looks like there's some backlash from his people there. Veterans Against Police Abuse put an article out on Photography is Not a Crime, saying that they've funded Antonio Bueller to the tune of thousands of dollars, but they are disassociating from him. They're asking him to step down and to hand control over this thing to somebody else because of the violent rhetoric. Now, It's one thing if you've got it's one thing to be angry at the police state. That makes a lot of sense. I can even find justifications for some cheering it on when somebody gets the violence that they've been perpetrating to others, getting it paid back to them.
Sure. What goes around comes around.
What concerns me with Antonio is that Antonio is foundationally detached from reality. Okay.
Why do you say that?
He's a crazy person. Look. He's talking about a world where he believes that there's a rape culture, okay? A rape culture. He says it's just like socially acceptable for a man to drag a woman behind a dumpster and have sex with her against her permission. And he's just going to go high five with all his male friends about that because that's the culture that we live in where rape is just foundationally fine.
I don't know about you, but I don't live in that world.
It's complete nonsense, right? And he will spout on about this nonsense all day long. He just feels like there's this huge oppressive system of not just the government, but just, you know, the white race oppressing all other races. Just white people are just getting together like we're gonna hang up our microphones after this and get together and be like, so how are we gonna keep the black man down today, Ian? I mean, it's just he's an absolute crazy person, and he's just sees oppression and racism and sexism in everything that he does. And it really reminds me of this Vester Flanagan guy,
the killer from Virginia.
Yeah, this former reporter who got fired because he was making crazy racist allegations against his coworkers, and then he came back and gunned a couple of people down on morning television because racism. He's a total paranoid lunatic, and this is running rampant throughout the society, these social justice warrior fanatics who just think that everything is just racial and sexual oppression in every aspect of the society. And when you think that that's going on, and you're talking about it's good that people are getting killed, that's dangerous.
Look, anybody who grabs a video camera and literally shoves it in a cop's face is going to get the same result.
Exactly.
I don't care who you are.
Exactly. And he's just acting like he's being arrested for being recorded. You're blocking his peripheral vision. He's on duty. He's doing things. He's responding to a disturbance. And you're creating a situation where your hand is right in his face, 2 inches away. And he knows that you're on Facebook talking about how wonderful it is that cops are getting shot in the streets. Mm-hmm. And you've got a crew of people around. And you're screaming and cursing and yelling at him just inches away from him. Of course it's going to turn out badly for you. Stop acting like you're being oppressed by some racist white supremacist system, right? It's just foundationally crazy. So when you have people who, and of course, if he's facing a situation where, you know, I think you've got some posts from John Bush down there, and yep. and Kat Blige, I've had some screenshots sent to me. I have all of these people blocked because they're all a bunch of left wing fanatics that I want nothing
to
do with.
John and Kat, they're nice folks.
We'll differ opinion on that, but you know, I have all these people blocked, but people are sending me screenshots because it's a fascinating thing to watch. His friends are turning their backs on him. He's losing financial support. He's detached from reality, and he's talking about violence. Somebody needs to go talk to this guy and talk him down because it's a powder keg.
Yeah, I think you've got some legitimate concerns there, and you've got a lot of this written out over at ChristopherCantwell.com in a full article that folks can go take a look at. I've actually got the post that John Bush made, and we've had John on the show a number of times here. He's a great activist down there in Austin, and even though Chris didn't like him, I think he's a pretty great liberty activist. And I had a lot of the same concerns about Antonio's organization, the Peaceful Streets Project, years ago, because he hasn't changed in the way that Buehler hasn't changed in the way that he's approached the police over these years.
He's anything but peaceful. He's a fanatic, screaming in the streets like a maniac.
Right. I mean, he's always been awful towards the police, just, you know, yelling and name-calling, and you can't have a productive conversation, and it certainly doesn't sound peaceful when you're shouting at the top of your lungs. So it seemed like a direct, you know, sort of contradiction in terms. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Peaceful Streets Project. I like the name. I mean, who doesn't want peaceful streets? That sounds like a fine idea.
They even came up with a pretty good slogan, which I've used before. Protect and serve each other.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
When you actually watch the founder of the Peaceful Streets Project, Antonio Bueller, and you watch him on video doing his thing, it's anything but peaceful. Now, I can understand the anger, right? Like, I went through this phase myself where I was super angry at the police, and I don't think I was ever as loud or as obnoxious about it, but I definitely had that anger. So I can relate to it. I can understand that. I can understand wanting to see them suffer, you know, for the violence that they perpetrate, and I'm being very generic here, right?
Right.
The police perpetrate against peaceful people. I get that. But for me, it was a phase. I moved through that phase, and I was able to, when I moved to New Hampshire, here as part of the Free State Project, I'm in a place now where there's 40 cops. There are 40 uniformed cops in Keene, New Hampshire.
Right.
Now, that doesn't include the sheriffs. There's a handful of those.
Yeah, there's stadies out on the highways and whatnot, yeah.
But 40 cops. I mean, you're talking about dozens of people who ultimately, you're going to get to know them. If you're doing cop block, which is what I do sometimes on the weekends, then you're going to encounter these guys. You're going to have conversations with them. And you can't, as long as you do this, you can't not realize that these guys are people too. They're human beings, and they should be treated like human beings. Now, we understand they're doing, in a lot of cases, the wrong thing. They're arresting young people for underage possession of alcohol, for marijuana, and for, you know, other non-crimes which don't actually involve a victim. And I can understand how it would be tempting to shout at the cops to let them know how angry you are about it.
Well, that sounds like awfully human treatment, actually. If we saw other people going out, I mean, we had the story before of the cabbies who wanted to go out and arrest the Uber drivers. Like, if we just saw cabbies going out and running cars off the highway and kidnapping drivers, we would rightly condemn and treat those people quite poorly. As a matter of fact, we'd probably put them in prison. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when we talk about cops, if we're going to take a position that badges don't grant extra rights, then to get extraordinarily angry with the people who are going out and snatching people off the streets and threatening lives on the highway, getting really angry at those people and treating them quite poorly does seem like we're treating them like human. I think normally we don't treat police as human. We treat them as superhuman, that they have special privileges.
But I certainly don't want to do that. To me, they are just people. I like to call them by their first name. You know, if I know what their first name is, I will address them that way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't believe their badge makes them any more special than anyone else. But at the same time, I don't think you can build bridges with people if you're yelling at them and calling them names. I don't think you're going to be able to do that.
Certainly. And, you know, we've talked about before on here, and I've talked about on my show, that for all the crazy things that I've said about cops on my website, I don't think they're crazy, but, you know, for all the seemingly crazy things that I've said about police on my website, very inflammatory things on my website, some of these guys will sit down and, you know, have a conversation with me, and I actually have some pretty decent relationships.
Some of them listen to your show.
Yeah, at least one of them is a regular listener to Radical Agenda. A lot of them read the blog on a regular basis,
yeah.
And when I talk to them and I bring up something, they're like, oh, I read the article you wrote about
right.
that and comment intelligently about it. And
so they're proving they read it, right? Like, you know, they're
exactly.
saying something they wouldn't know had they not read it.
Yeah. So, you know, when I came here, I figured that they'd get some kind of briefing and some propagandist to tell them that I'm just some evil, violent anarchist who wants to set buildings on fire. But no, they know what's going on.
Yeah,
you know?
They've done their own research.
Yeah. So it is. It's,
come up with their own opinion.
It's definitely interesting to sort of have those relationships, especially in, you know, I guess part of the advantage we have here is that we're in a small town or whatever.
There's, right.
You don't have quite that with the Austin PD.
This has been one of the things I pointed out about the Austin. There's a certain segment of activists in Austin who believe that Austin is this great place where people should go to, and that, oh, we don't even need to make we don't even have to create a project. Austin's just naturally attracting all these libertarians to it. That's what I've been told, and I think it's ridiculous, but also, even if that were true, it's crazy, because you've got 1,600 uniformed police in that city, and that's as of the last time I checked the numbers, which was probably a couple years ago. When I was checking those numbers, there was also a news story in publication about how the police chief in Austin, Art Acevedo, wanted to hire another 300 officers, so they had 1,600, and they may have, if he's gotten his way, 1,900 of them now at this point. That's a situation where, even though you might see the same officer more than once, odds are good you probably aren't going to, especially if you're going all around the city doing various different things.
It would seem to be, from some of the videos I've seen from Antonio, he seems to know these guys' names. So, I mean, they might be working, you know, Austin's a major metropolitan area of
sorts. Yeah, if he's working one neighborhood, then he's probably...
Yeah, so you'll get to know, I mean, you know, look, you have in New York, we've got the Suffolk County Police Department, and, you know, Suffolk County is a large place, but you've got precincts, and then there are numbers of police that work within precincts, and you get to know the officers in the different stations and whatnot.
But despite getting to know them or knowing who they are, he's still super angry, and maybe even angrier than ever.
Yeah, and it seems to be escalating worse by the day. As I said, you know, when I had written, I wrote an article titled "Dead Men Don't Start Revolutions," where I was actually saying about the Jared and Amanda Miller shootings in Nevada, where they went and killed these cops inside of Cece's Pizza. I actually said, "Hey, this is a terrible idea," but you know, the police are not innocent victims in all this.
Yeah, poor Cece's.
And yeah, and so you know, Bueller and Peaceful Streets came out with a piece, you know, attacking CopBlock for publishing my stuff, and that was a thing where I was explicitly saying, hey, this is a terrible idea, you shouldn't do this. Mm-hmm. Then what's happening lately is there's this, you know, this rash of cop killings that's gone on lately, and he's coming out, and every single time he's posting on the Peaceful Streets Facebook page, yeah, good, there's no such thing as a good cop, he had what's coming to him, and like his posts just become increasingly angry and increasingly violent and increasingly mm-hmm. detached from reality.
Here's what John Bush had to say on a public post on his Facebook profile about 2 weeks ago about this. For those interested, I co-founded Peaceful Streets Project, and as of late am very concerned with the direction the group is going and the rhetoric used in representing the group. There have been many prominent activists that have distanced themselves from Antonio, that's the founder we've been discussing earlier, recently, and there has been much bad press due to nasty and divisive rhetoric. I did my best to stand by Antonio through it all, as I consider him a friend. However, it has become increasingly clear that oftentimes the Peaceful Streets Project is a sounding board for Antonio Bueller's frustration with police. From pound F all cops to shaming anyone who feels his language is hurtful to the cause to divisive rhetoric regarding the killing of police, it is unfortunate that what had started as a noble cause has descended into anger, rage, and hate. I applaud activists within the group who focus on the filming of police rather than incessant bashing and name-calling. I implore you to work toward reform within the group, and I fear, however, that this may be impossible, as Antonio has asserted himself in a dictatorial fashion, laughing at legitimate criticism, and even going so far as to remove me from the Peaceful Streets Project Facebook page and the PSP Austin group when I rose my concerns to him and publicly. It's a bad sign for any group when, rather than address concerns publicly, the main organizer censors your posts and removes you from discussion groups. I hope Antonio finds peace and Peaceful Streets Project becomes more peaceful, as the name implies. Until then, and until others in the group join me in demanding reform, let it be known, I do not represent PSP, and PSP does not represent me. With all sincerity, John Bush, the co-founder of the Peaceful Streets Project.
So I'm going to go ahead and point out real quick, I mean, part of the problem that you've got with Antonio is this whole political correctness nonsense, and this is something that was actually started by John Bush. He bears responsibility for this screaming at people about their language and being offended at people's words that he's complaining about here. I forget the exact words he used here. But, he started with this, taking screenshots of people who said, you know, things that he didn't like on Facebook and saying, we ain't carrying these people out and all this political correctness nonsense, which is putting a battery in the back of Antonio Bueller's social justice war your mayhem. And I think that that's a big part of the problem that you've got down there is that, you know, they're talking about all these wonderful libertarian activists. It's a left-wing outfit. I mean, and being a left-wing agitator who's skeptical of cops does not a freedom fighter or a libertarian make.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I can understand John's concerns with the name-calling. We had an issue with one of the activists here doing that a lot, and I had a conversation with him about it, and I'll tell you about that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators' End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
The revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My Patriot Supply is making the choice to get prepared easier and more affordable than ever. For a limited time, a four-week emergency food supply is just $99. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-276-4010 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. Get prepared today. Call 800-276-4010 today for your $99 four-week food emergency supply.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We've got a few moments remaining and enough time for you if you join us right now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cantwell.
Chris Cantwell is going to be one of the keynote speakers at the upcoming Keenvention coming up here in... We're 6 weeks away.
I am looking forward to that.
It's going to be happening literally 6 weeks away. It's going to be coming up before you know it. So if you don't have your tickets yet, you can still go and grab those. We've only got 100 tickets for pre-sale, and there are plenty of available. It's a small event. This is a very intimate convention. It's the third year. And right now we're about on par, I think, with where we were last year at this time. Because I can go back to my old ticket sales and look and see how many tickets did we sell up till September 18th last year compared to this year. We're about on par. So that means it's probably going to be a fairly intimate occasion, although you never know who's going to walk in the day of. So go ahead and lock in your tickets now for $60. That gets you the entire weekend of Keenvention, or you can pay in Bitcoin at keenvention.info. Chris, you're going to be one of the keynote speeches, but we also have the Cop Block panel and a bunch of other panels. There's actually going to be 11 panels. There'll be three keynote speeches. There'll be the opportunity to actually go out on the streets and engage in cop blocking, because before there was the Peaceful Streets Project, there was Cop Block, and Cop Block is still the dominant activist police accountability organization in the world.
Yeah.
Before Cop Block, there was Cop Watch, but Cop Block really has taken the cake.
They really took it off. I mean, the Facebook page last I checked had over 1.5 million. I mean, it's bigger than Police One, which is the big police blog. Yeah. You know.
And, of course, Cop Block's founders, Pete Ayer and Adamo Freeman, have both lived here in Keene, hoping to get Adamo to come back here at some point. I know he's actually about ready to kick off a tour in the mobile accountability what's the C stand for? I forget. MAC. He's got his new RV. It's not new. It's new to him. It's a used RV that he purchased. They're going to be traveling around the country.
Painted in black and white.
Doing Top Block. And the LRN.FM, Free Talk Live logos are going to be up there. Free Keen. So just like old times, we're sponsoring the tour that they're going on. So I'm a huge fan of Cop Block. And I think they do great work. I don't know how many Cop Block panels there are every year, but we're going to have one at Keenvention, and JP is going to be heading it up. He is probably the most active Cop Blocker here in New Hampshire. He's really, I think he earned hosting this panel. He's out there every single weekend, like three nights every weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. He's out in the college neighborhoods, and he's, you know, he's engaging in Cop Block. He's holding the police accountable, recording video of them harassing these college students, and handing out information to the college students to help them know their rights. I've been out there a number of those nights as well, assisting. And so when you're at Keenvention, not only will you get to watch the Cop Block panel, which will have JP and his panelists, which are actually, it's about to be announced in full, I believe, tomorrow. We'll announce all the panelists. But, you know, if you got questions about cop blocking, this is a great place to ask it. If you want to learn more about it from the people who've had the experience on the streets, these are people who have done that. And so that's part of what Keenvention is about. It's about getting the activists, not the fancy big name people from all around the country or around the globe, not paying to have them fly in and then put them up in a hotel room and give them thousands of dollars to come speak. Nope. Everybody at Keenvention gets their choice of a $20 gas stipend or a VIP meal. So it's a very, very low cost event to get into, which is why it's only $60 for the entire weekend at Keenvention. But also you get the chance to go out and do cop blocking. So on Friday and Saturday nights, JP will come to the hotel, 9 p.m. He'll be meeting with anybody who wants to go out and maybe you've never cop blocked before. It's a great opportunity to go out and do it because in Keene, you don't have to worry about recording, generally, you don't have to worry about recording the Keene police. Now, our friend James Cleveland, who's an activist in the area, did get arrested for recording the state police in a certain circumstance where there was like a suicide attempt. And
That was more a thing. He's being told to move from a particular area. It's not that he's arrested for recording per se. He's arrested for what we got here, and it's sort of a silly catch all is the disobeying a police officer is a
disorderly conduct.
Well, yeah. I think they actually have a specific statute of disobeying,
there is one, yeah.
And so you know I think every state has a disorderly conduct which can sort of be used as a catch all, but disorderly conduct has sort of been litigated to some extent that you've got to be creating a significant disruption or something to that effect. A situation in New Hampshire is that if a cop tells you to do something, like you literally just have to do what the cops tell you to do here, which is different than
if it's a legal order.
Well, yeah, he can't tell you to, you know, rape your mother, but right. He can tell you to move.
But in this case, it was a situation where James was recording as member of the media in a situation that involved a man who was threatening to suicide himself. The police had cordoned off an area, and their claim was that James was within that cordoned area. James says he was not, and that he did move back when he was first asked to move back, but then they came back and asked him to move again, and he decided to stand his ground. So he was arrested at that point, and he went to a bench trial for that, was found guilty, is now appealing to a jury trial, and that jury trial is actually happening in less than a month. That's happening in October.
That'd be interesting to see.
So, yeah, we've got a big month coming up for trials here in the Keene area. And so my general point, though, was if you want to go out and do cop blocking, Keene, New Hampshire is probably one of the best places to do it because your odds are not going to be harassed in any way by the police for recording video of them. So long as you don't physically stick a camera in their face.
Yeah, if you don't shove a camera down his throat like Antonio Bueller or one of these lunatics, you'd probably be okay. I mean, can they go out and do some Robin Hooding while they're here, Ian?
Thanks for bringing that up. Yes, you can do some Robin Hooding. In fact, we do have plans.
That's when we, like, put the coin in the meter before the meter may write the ticket.
Thank you. That's exactly what that is. And Robin Hooding has made international headlines. It's been a huge news story all around the world over the last couple of years. And during the last couple Keenventions, they have basically canceled parking enforcement for the day on Friday and Saturday. And rumor has it they're going to be canceling again this year. And so I suspect that the Robin Hooding will be unsuccessful because of that. They'll go downtown hoping to Robin Hood, and then they won't be able to.
I wouldn't call it unsuccessful. I would call it success in advance.
It's super successful,
right?
Yeah.
It's to a point, ladies and gentlemen, where we just shut down government agencies.
Yeah. It's going to be great. You're going to be able to park for free in downtown Keene because the parking enforcers will be out.
You know, people try to attack us for the Robin Hooding thing. Like, what's the point? Well, here it is. You know,
right.
we just actually shut down this government agency, at least for the day. But they're just like, oh, man, these guys are going to be, for this weekend.
Right.
And they're just like, you know what? Let's just not even bother.
Screw it.
Yeah.
We're staying in. We'll do paperwork or whatever.
Yeah.
That happened, and we're expecting it will happen again. Rumor has it will happen again. But maybe they're spreading that rumor because they want to fool us into thinking they're not going to be out there, although I suspect they're not going to be out there. So the only way we'll know for sure is if people actually go out and try to Robin Hood and they just can't find the enforcers.
Well, I mean, we've got the radios and the text message system. If somebody sees a parking enforcer during Keenevention, there's going to be a report of it, I'm certain.
Oh, yeah.
That'll definitely be on.
Well, you know, it's a great example, I think, of what can happen when you just get a relatively small concentration of people together in one area. Keenevention isn't a pork fest. You know, at Pork Fest, there's 1,300 people that attend. Keenevention, maybe 100 to 130 people are going to be attending. And, you know, if you can get a few dozen people in one area, the government just calls it a day. That's it. We're done. No more parking enforcement.
Yeah, they can't put up with that much. See, they need such a high rate of compliance, it's ridiculous. Once people are just like, I've had it with you, they're just like, oh, all right, never mind. I guess we'll just go inside and chat by the water cooler until the coffers run out.
It's absolutely true. Numbers mean everything. And so you can taste what it's like to have that, you know, that that ability to have the numbers on your side, when you start to outnumber the government bureaucrats. And in my opinion, that's where the real tipping point is here, Chris Cantwell, because we don't have it yet. We don't have enough people here yet. We've got enough people to do some really great activism, to make international headlines, you know, to be brought into court by these governments who are really upset about what we're doing. Like, we're definitely having an impact with a relatively small number of people that are here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, no question.
There's maybe a few dozen people in the Keene area at this point. That's it. Once we can outnumber the bureaucrats, so let's say there's 300 bureaucrats in this area.
Yeah.
Once the Liberty community is 500 strong in Keene, New Hampshire, it's over for them. They can't do anything. Once upon a time, there was a restaurant that kicked us out from having social Sundays at their restaurant.
Right.
And the owner of the restaurant wrote her misinformed letter to the editor about why she did that. She didn't want us proselytizing to her customers. Well, that doesn't happen at social Sundays. We just go hang out with each other. That's it.
Right.
But so she didn't understand that. And the reason why she didn't understand that was because she was actually, I think she was the girlfriend of a Keene Fire Department person. Well, I heard from one of her employees the real story. And the real story as to why she made the move that she did was because the bureaucrats threatened to stop going and having lunch at her place, which is right downtown Keene.
Right.
So all the bureaucrats, you know, they leave during lunch hour from the city hall. They go out to the various different downtown businesses. They threatened to hurt her economically. So once we've got enough people to where we have a larger economic impact than the government bureaucrats, I think that's going to majorly tip the scales.
Be a big deal, no question about it.
Keenevention.info. You can go there to learn more. Get your tickets right now. And don't forget to go and check out more of Chris Cantwell at ChristopherCantwell.com. He's going to be the Saturday night keynote speech at Keenevention this year. Or Free Talk Live tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.